One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Check this. 37. No, make that 38 plus years now. I've been knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest. So when I say modest, I'm not kidding. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. Guess this. But I am not the average boxing fan. I'm not going to be buying all the pay-per-views. Are you? Here's our text line. You can text me in the studio because Showtime Boxing is dead. We'll talk about that in depth on today's shows. But straight up, has boxing taken a turn for the worse? 415-532-4867. That's my studio text line, 415-532-4867. Of course, boxing, Showtime Boxing. I remember when it came around. Jay Larkin, of course, the originator of Showtime Boxing, didn't want to sign contracts with anybody, sort of kept himself independent, did a lot of Don King fights. In fact, he ended up with Mike Tyson because of the fact that HBO wouldn't give in to Don King and Mike Tyson and get rid of Larry Merchant. So bottom line is, wow, lots of stories to talk about Showtime Boxing. Of course, this week, we've got boxing coming to us on DAZN. Of course, DAZN and Peacock. What's Peacock? We'll talk about that after the break. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. After the break, we'll bring in, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, talk about Showtime's demise and, of course, tonight's fights on DAZN and Peacock. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They play taps when somebody's dead. Well, in my opinion, Showtime Boxing being dead, the game of boxing is taking a severe hit. No doubt about that. I'm talking about being on the maybe the critical list. And why do I say that? Because Showtime Boxing was the last of the major cable networks, of course, to be involved in boxing. The last cable networks to spend some money. I remember interviewing Steven Espinosa maybe 15, 20 years ago. I can't remember how long ago. It was at an MMA event in San Jose, California. You told me per capita, more Latino people were watching MMA than they were boxing. Of course, boxing had a bigger fan base at that point in time, but he sort of signaled that maybe Showtime was going to be in boxing forever. And of course, it all came to an end this week. Of course, boxing canceled its Showtime. Of course, HBO went out, 11 years ago? It's been 11 years since HBO went out, 2012, something like that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, without major TV cable networks, of course, you got Peacock going today and DAZN. Of course, DAZN is sort of taking over boxing. I guess that's why DAZN's charging you so much money. But, you know, in the old days, the notion was if a fight was good enough to watch live, if you would go to a fight and pay $80 to watch it live, you pay $80 to watch it on pay-per-view. Today, the 21st century, maybe that doesn't apply. And at the end of the day, with all these events going pay-per-view, of course, we've got the DAZN going with a couple of fights, but I'm saying for the most part, the big fights are all going to be on pay-per-view, some form of pay-per-view. And all that means, all that tells me is that people are going to find different ways to steal it because they're just going to the well too many times. I mean, if it cost you an average of $1,300 to be a boxing fan before, in 2024, I think it's going to cost you a whole lot more. Now, we hear all kinds of noise in the background as we go to Socrates Palmer, of course, boxing's PhD in the Bronx. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you feeling?
That's okay. I just heard that little mini earthquake there. Showtime Championship Boxing came to us in 1986. My buddy Jay Larkin, you know, may he rest in peace. Of course, he died in 2010, but what a fantastic man he was. He was a guy that had he had vision. I mean, it was Showtime, and he said it was the movie channel. He was showing fights on both, and of course, it went to Showtime Championship Boxing, and it had a good run. Of course, wow. He had he and Dan Duva sort of came up with the pay-per-view concept. Dan Duva came up with the pay-per-view concept for the first Leonard Hearns fight in September of 1981. Of course, it was shown on limited pay-per-view, mainly closed-circuit television. You had to go to a theater or a gymnasium to watch it, some auditorium to watch it on the big screen. But they did a limited pay-per-view for 1995, the first Leonard Hearns fight in September of 1981. Of course, that was the beginning of pay-per-view. Then in 1991, pay-per-view took another turn when TV KO, which was an arm of HBO, came along. And then, of course, they were charging $19.99 a month. Of course, James Toney knocking out Michael Nunn, stuff like that. I mean, pretty good fights in there. But the bottom line is that was sort of like the precursor to what we have today. Because the bottom line is, as I bring in Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, there ain't a whole lot other than pay-per-view to watch, especially in 2024. What do you think the average boxing bill is going to be in 2024? If it's $1,300 in 2023, what's going to be in 2024, Mr. PhD, sir?
Well, if you're just going to go straight off of pay-per-view, and they're averaging anywhere between $75 to $85, so let's say you get about three of those a year, four, then if you're going to do it legitimately, you have DAZN, you're paying $20 a month. Top Rank with ESPN Plus, that's another five. It's gonna be an expensive hobby, to follow.
You know, it wasn't supposed to be that way. I remember when the pay-per-view came along, and Bob Arum said, "This is the end of the business. They're gonna ruin the business." And Don King said, "This is it. Play taps for boxing. Pay-per-view is taking over." Blah blah blah. It really didn't take over, And they weren't right at that point in time. And, of course, Arum is still kicking. In fact, you know, I want to give Arum some props because I'm looking at his cards compared to the Don King cards, upcoming cards. Man, it's like, you know, Don King's dealing trash and Bob Arum's still promoting class. Sorry, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad fact. I mean, DKP is definitely not aging gracefully in terms of business. Adrian Broner, he's hanging his... his star on him, a once promising fighter.
Look, a big name. I hate to cut you short, but you could take the R out of Broner and he still doesn't get stiff. He still is a stiff. Excuse me, he still is a stiff. But the bottom, on, Adrian Broner, how can that be your franchise guy? Is that how, Don King must have no money. I mean, I saw him Broner posing with a whole lot of cash and this kind of stuff, but I'm of the opinion that Don King is broke. I just think he is. And the reason why I say that is because I told you maybe 5 or 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I heard some rumors on what a purse bid was going to be for a WBO heavyweight title fight. So I sort of slipped him the information and said to him, for $1.8 million, for $2 million, DK, you can get back in the heavyweight picture. He played dumb on it. I mean, didn't even get involved. So now that he's doing like Daniel Bryan and guys that you don't want to see on TV and this and maybe trying to charge you for it as well, I think he's lost his mind.
Very few dynasties end in a graceful manner, right? And Don King was the man. He's still, despite Bob Arum being the most successful, Don King is still the most recognizable promoter ever. You know, you don't even have to like boxing or know boxing, and you know the name Don King. You know, a bigger-than-life personality, gave us some of the greatest pay-per-view cards that you didn't mind paying for it back in the day, even though most of us in the Bronx were stealing it. But, you know, you would get Terry Norris, you would get Felix Trinidad, Julio Cesar Chavez, all on one night. You'll never see that ever again.
Oh, I get that. So we don't take into account the fact that he beat one man to death and he shot one guy in the back leaving his place. And, of course, I think he's responsible for three deaths, but two for sure. I mean, Don King is a piece of the Cleveland – people don't want to say it, but I think he was the Cleveland mob without a doubt because you couldn't run the numbers, which was the illegal lottery back in the day in Cleveland, without the approval of the Cleveland mob. So, I mean, for him being the number one runners guy in town, obviously – I think he was in the mafia. Now, when I asked him one time, Don King, were you in the mafia? He said, do they let N guys in the mafia? Anyway, so that's how he sort of came back. That's what he said to me. Like, I wish I could find the tape. I was like, holy cow. Anyway, no, they don't. He went into this long rant, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Without a doubt, though, I think that Don King was tied up with the mob. And, of course, somebody said to me, Bob Arum. Bob Arum's done some illegal things this time. And I want to chastise people that consider that Bob Arum has done some. Listen, as long as I've known Bob Arum, he's always lived up to a contract. I mean, even if he had to cut off his you-know-whats in order, he lived up to the contract. Of course, Don King, not so much. Of course, case in point, Muhammad Ali, 1980, of course, his final fight, the thing in Las Vegas, October 2nd, 1980, with Larry Holmes. Of course, Ali was promised $8 million to come back for that fight. Don King gave him $4 million and then promised him a comeback fight after that. Can you believe that one? And he never got the other $4 million.
Ouch! I'm shocked.
Yeah, you know, but you don't hear that with you don't hear that with Bob Arum. And you know, I mean, listen, Bob's not my favorite guy. I mean, we don't go to bar mitzvahs together. I mean, I'll just tell you the truth. I mean, I sued him in small claims court because he called me a not a real writer or something like that in the Las Vegas newspaper, and I was a North American Boxing Writer of the Year, man. So I sued him, and the judge said, you know, this is not. I was in small claims court, and the judge says this is not worth $10,000. You need to bump this up to Superior Court and get a whole lot more money than this. So I'm going to dismiss this case without prejudice and tell you to go get an attorney. So when Arum's attorney heard that, they said, can we settle? And yeah, they settled for 10 grand. So what I'm trying to say is I've had relations with both guys. Both guys have always paid me. And I can't say nothing bad about them both, except for the fact that Bob Arum is still a living person as far as promoters are concerned. And Bob and Don King is just like a symbol of the past.
He is a relic. He is a, he's the person, he's the worst and best person to ever happen to boxing, Don King.
You know, here's what's up. You can despise him. I mean, you can snicker about him. He's the hardest working guy I ever saw in my life. I mean, he put me to bed one morning at 3:30 in the morning. We were doing international radio promoting the Chavez-Camacho fight together. And he called me at 6 o'clock in the morning, wanted me to come back downstairs. I kid you not, 2.5 hours. And he would drink whiskey and only sleep 2 hours a night. So he's a marvel in those regards, without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt. But, you know, there were guys that he didn't pay. And I think the Ali thing, I'm not going to say everybody, but I'm just going to say the Ali thing just sticks out. The fact that Ali didn't get half of that fight and took such a horrific beating, he should have never been back in the ring with Larry Holmes. You and I know that. Hey, I've only fight I've seen worse since then going into it and coming out of it was Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford.
And they still, got him into the ring with Trevor Burbick after that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. But I'm going to tell you this. Had Earl Spence suffered the injuries that he had, you saw the pictures, had he suffered those injuries in a fight, would he ever be allowed to box again?
Ooh, that's a – hey, and you know what? I don't want to diminish the win from Terrence Crawford.
No, I know. We always have that caveat. I understand that. But the bottom line is, anybody could have licked Spence that night. I mean, I'm just telling you, he couldn't stand upright.
Yeah, he's cooked. I don't think it's in the best interest for himself that he enjoys his money, enjoys his family, because I don't think he ever gets another big win again. I don't think he beats another elite fighter.
No, he can beat
a guy that's just coming for a check, like Danny Garcia, but he's not going to beat an elite person ever again.
I don't think he could beat anybody capable these days. I'm talking capable fighters. I mean, even and as far as you brought up Danny Garcia, I think Danny Garcia can come out of retirement. Although I despise watching Danny Garcia, and his father's even worse. But the bottom line is, I think he could lick him. I think Danny Garcia can lick Earl Spence right now, easily.
Probably now, yeah. I mean, I don't think Earl Spence should be anywhere near a boxing ring anymore.
Okay.
This is my opinion.
Now, real quick, we've got to give a guy props because he doesn't get props too often. Rick Laser sort of predicted the demise of Showtime Boxing for a long time. Of course, Rick Laser, that guy I told you that we were eating, we were at a restaurant one time, and there was an old pizza box. I got to tell this story. Check this out, Daniel. We were sitting at the booth, right? And it was a pizza box in the other booth, right? So he took the pizza box, Rick Laser took the pizza box, and ate the cheese off the pizza box. I mean, and then sort of munched on some crust, this and that. To me, I was grossing out. I mean, yikes, man, I'm into germs. Sock, how would you handle that one, Sock? I sort of kept a straight face.
I mean, you didn't sell it. Good job. He didn't sell.
But the bottom line is he did predict the demise of Showtime Boxing. He has predicted it for a year. When we come back after the break, of course, we'll talk about cars on both Peacock and DAZN. Of course, who the heck is Alexa Rocha? Boxing's PhD will answer that after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going and going. Of course, VTV and WBC-TV. Bottom line is this is Ring Talk.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Every next fight is the hardest fight, so I'm just taking it as my hardest opponent.
You always work hard, and it's just kind of working hard blindly, you know, because you don't know when you're going to get these opportunities, and that's why these last few fights you've seen me, I know it's all...
Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, that was the Tim Zhu, Brian Mendoza pre-fight clip. We were looking for the post-fight clip. Of course, I'm talking about with Tim Zhu, and of course, talking about Mr. Charlo, of course, the 154-pound king. Now that Tim Zhu is successful at 154, of course, taking out Brian Mendoza with a 12-round decision. Mendoza came to fight. I picked him to win. I thought he was going to win. I thought he had enough to overcome the fact that he was like going down under. And anytime people go down under, the only one I could think of that won down under was like Calvin Grove when he beat faded Jeff Fennec. Most guys go to Australia and just lose, with the exception maybe of Devin Haney. But then again, he was fighting an inferior opponent. Bottom line is, Mendoza tried. He was secondary, no doubt about that. Tim Zhu, of course, is the WBO champion. Is he the best fighter at 154, Mr. Socrates Palmer?
No, I'm not going to necessarily say that yet, because despite Jermell Charlo's lack of effort against Canelo Alvarez, he's still the best at 154 until proven otherwise. But I do believe that I would probably favor Tim Zhu against Jermell Charlo, just because I don't think it's a wise move for Jermell Charlo to ever fight at 54 again.
Wow. Of course, Charlo, having tasted the money at 168, and when he took on Canelo Alvarez a fortnight ago, didn't try very hard. Won one round, no. I believe, on one of the judges' scorecards. Didn't win any rounds on my scorecards. In fact, I took away points. He wasn't trying. Did he try?
No. I think about the fifth round, he made a business decision. You know, he saw that, people always talk about there's levels to this. Canelo's a different level, you know, and Canelo looked amazing.
Great,
you know,
shape. He was great. What's up, though. Socrates, I hate to interrupt you there, but you can listen. If you give me a bag to punch on, I'm going to look good, too, because that's what he was, a human punchy bag. He never punched back.
He didn't. You know, he the moment was too big for Jermell Charlo, you know, and he felt Canelo's power. And, you know, he just said, you know what? The check's cleared. And I'm going to last. And if you're a capable professional, you know how to last, you know, without getting hurt. And that's what Jermell Charlo did. He will live to fight another day. I think we will see him in the ring again, but it'll probably be at 160 pounds. But he's 35 years old.
And he's made a lot of money. And his brother's got some head case issues. Of course, his brother having been charged with, like, basically a robbery or a forgery, running around with credit cards, having problems with waitresses, of course. And, he got in a couple car accidents. And bottom line is, the 160-pound Charlo Jermall is not focused mentally on boxing, and physically he looks like he's about 210 pounds.
And the only time I want to hear Jermall Charlo in the ring, Jermall, is against Caleb Plant. After Caleb Plant slapped some sense into him in the parking lot of... what was that? The
Crawford, you know what? Here's what's up. I've never been slapped like that. I've slapped a couple people, but I don't think I've ever been slapped like that. That is like that. How do you live that down, bro? You've been slapped, and it's on TV. It's on YouTube. It's all over the place. I mean, your kids. This is what's sort of bad about YouTube. If you do muck up or you do like get drilled or something happens to you that isn't, you're not proud of this and that, they put it on YouTube and you're stuck.
Yes, you are now part of the until infinity. Listen, unless Jermall Charlo gets Caleb Plant in the ring, he's never going to live that down, you know. And I can't believe that he's actually going to come back, from what I understand, and fight Jose Benavidez.
Okay. Back to Showtime, big jumping out of boxing. I think that boxing had a shot this year to really garner a lot of fans when the Gervonta Davis-Ryan Garcia fight was announced. Of course, that was a mega event. It sold more tickets, I think, than any fight this year. And everybody was hot for it. And then, of course, the fight turned out to be a fizzle. Either Ryan Garcia went into the fight damaged and or took a dive. It was one or the other, in my opinion. Okay, so that sort of killed boxing to an extent, especially for the squares, the people that tuned in expecting to see Ryan be competitive, this and that. And of course, he just dogged it after getting knocked down in the second round. But the bottom line is, Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis didn't fail, but Ryan Garcia failed. And then I think that sort of put a knife at boxing's throat and started to cut at it. Then we came with Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, and it was sort of uncompetitive, and the knife went into the throat just a little bit more. And then Showtime Championship Boxing, they announced they're going to get out of boxing, so the knife goes a little bit more. And then at the same time, you see Tim Tszyu being on television here in the United States, showing you that the United States boxing fans really don't matter anymore, because he was on at 1 o'clock in the morning in the East Coast. So all that, to me, is that the neck of boxing is getting close to being cut off here in the United States. The Klitschko's, and I hate to say, Manny Stewart's going to kick me in the you-know-what for saying this, the late Goldfather, and of course I hate the, but I think the Klitschko's had a lot to do with killing boxing in the United States. Really, the reason why I say that, no American heavyweight stepped up, and those guys, to me, were sort of boring. Bottom line is, how do you feel about that, Mr. PhD?
The irony is, Showtime had, financially, one of its best years. I mean, they did a million buys with Tank and Ryan. The Crawford Spence did good, as I believe it, they're reporting 700,000 buys. It's just these decisions were made in the corporate boardroom. Basically, you know, these decisions are not factoring in the boxing audience. They think that we're not worthy, you know, to carry.
You mean like that bimbo at USA Cable when she had the number one show? The number one show on USA Cable was the Tuesday Night Fights with Sean O'Grady and one of the Albert brothers, and they canceled it. She said, I don't want boxing on my network anymore. The number one show on the network.
You said the key word, squares. You know, they don't take into account. Same thing happened with HBO. I mean, HBO was still doing decent numbers, despite the product not being the same. But just the target audience, you know, that Showtime and I believe they merged with Paramount now, they're just not interested in carrying boxing, you know.
Let's get off this. Get off the funerals. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about tonight on the Zone. Who is Alexa Rocha?
Well, we're going to find out how legit Roque is. I mean, he's fighting an undefeated guy in Santillan. 31 and zip against limited opposition. The one name that stood out to me was Antonio DeMarco, who's really like a lightweight, and he wasn't able to stop him. It's pretty cool to see Golden Boy at top rank do business together. So that's something to see. They're both southpaw. I'm picking Roca. Roca is more battle-tested. He has the one loss to Rashidi Ellis, and since then, he has stopped 5 of the last 7 opponents, one of which was Blair Cobb. He really just dismantled him. I like Roca by stoppage. You know, I just don't think Santillan is has anything to keep him honest.
You know what's sort of cool about this is that Golden Boy will be at the L.A. Forum, the Great Western Forum. I have lots of memories there, man. I could talk for hours and days about that place, but that was the capital of West Coast boxing for a long, long time.
The first time I saw Marco Antonio Barrera was live from the Western Forum.
I was sitting in the first row that night.
Didn't he fight
Kennedy McKinney?
Rest in peace.
Kennedy McKinney. I think that kicked off the HBO broadcast for Boxing After Dark. That was the first one.
And I think he fought Agapito Sanchez there, too.
I don't remember Agapito Sanchez. I remember Agapito Sanchez being the dirtiest player in the game. In fact, I think that referee Marty Dankin might have saved Manny Pacquiao when he was in the ring there with Agapito Sanchez here in San Francisco. Running up on a heartbreak, hug the wife, kiss the kids. We'll talk real soon, Mr. Boxing PhD. And you look pretty buff there, young man.
It's a T-shirt, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right, right. I think he's taking... I think he's taking Flintstone Vitamins. Flintstone Vitamins on this show? Who knows? Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk. That was the Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Back after the break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
On this fight, is it the biggest fight, considering this man's resume, that you've had so far in your career? And what kind of fight should we expect on November 25th?
Yeah, definitely. This is the biggest fight of my career up to this date. You know, I give Demetrius Andrade a lot of props. He's a great fighter. You know, a lot of people have been ducking him for a long time. So I feel like I was in the seat that he was in, that nobody wanted to give him the opportunity. But now we came together, get an opportunity to make a great fight happen. And these are the type of fights I want. I want to make my own lane. I want to fight the best out of the best. Demetrius Andrade is up there as one of the best in this weight class. So, you know, I know it's not going to be an easy fight. I know it's going to be a tough fight. But at the end of the day, this is going to bring the best out of me. And I'm a monster for a reason.
Demetrius, listen, a number of people love your credentials. But they said he's never been in a top flight fight against a great fighter, is what they would say. Do you believe that kind of criticism ends after you fight David Benavidez? And what kind of fight should we expect on November 25th?
Yo. Yeah, David Benavidez, Demetrius Andrade. Woo! Listen, pay-per-view, all right? Get the tickets, get the pay-per-view, order that shit, man. Listen, this is a great opportunity for myself. It's a great opportunity for David Benavidez to put on a show, to keep Showtime, PBC, and helping them do what they've been doing best, putting the best versus the best. So I'm excited. This is a great matchup. Again, David has given me the opportunity to become a 3-divisional world champion. And so I'm looking forward for that. And so, yeah, we're here. We're ready to rumble.
Does that criticism end after this fight?
Listen, this guy's 10 for 10 for 10 for 10. Like, there's nothing about this guy you can criticize on. And so, therefore, we got ourselves a great fight.
What kind of fight should we expect when you get in the ring with him?
I think it's going to be a great fight. I think our styles are going to clash real well. And I think we're going to put on a show and may the best man win, of course. And, yeah, man, get the tickets. Pay-per-view, Andrade and Benavidez. Let's go, baby. I'm excited. You're speaking. Yee, ski, you.
David, you've fought a boxer in Caleb Plant in your last fight. How is this one different?
I mean, everything about Demetrius Andrade is different. You know, his fighting style is different. He's a lefty. His combination selection is different. So it's up to me to go in there and do the homework for myself and see what I can learn from him off his previous fights and then just put it in the game plan together. You know, like I said, this guy's a world-class fighter and he's not going to give me an easy fight at all. You know, and he's hungry for the fight. So that's going to make a great fight and a great event for everybody at Showtime, and the fans will be the ones that they're going to win because it's going to be an amazing fight.
Do you believe, David, this is the fight where the winner takes on Canelo Alvarez next?
I don't know. I'm not worried about Canelo Alvarez. I'm worried about Demetrius Andre.
Canelo. This is it. This is the Super Bowl of the 168 division right here. This is it right here. This is the biggest fight that can be made right here.
Of course, that is Demetrius Andrade promoting a fight as best he could. Of course, he was talking about being a division champion at 154 and 160, and he hopes that David Benavidez will give him the opportunity to be a champion at 168. But they gave him titles at 154 and 160. It would be like me going in the Golden Gloves and not fight nobody and saying, I'm the champ. Come on! How can you say that? How could you say that? Anyway, they gave him titles at 154 and 160. The WBO did, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, this is going to be for basically all the marbles at 168, because I really don't think that Canelo Alvarez is going to take on David Benavidez. I mean, he looked great in his last fight, without a doubt. But then again, when you're fighting a punching bag, if you put me in the ring against a guy that didn't punch back, I'd look fantastic. I mean, even at my age, I would look, because I still got decent form, I would look pretty good until I got tired. But the bottom line is, I mean, you know, you would say this, yeah, that guy's looking really good. Yeah, because the other guy's not throwing back. Of course, we heard the fact that Benavidez, of course, has been clamoring for Canelo Alvarez now for about two and a half years. Of course, the number one contender. The fact that he was a former WBC champion at 168. Of course, they took the title away from him when he lost it on the scale. But he had some cocaine issues. Of course, that sort of didn't help him any. But the fact that he was doing blow 2.5 years ago shouldn't deprive him of a shot at Canelo Alvarez now. Now, Alvarez has had two fights in the past year. Of course, they've really, how can I put this? They're work fights. When I say work fights, you get into a fight where you're just going to work. There's really no chance of you losing. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez and John Ryder. Come on, he wasn't going to lose that one, although John Ryder was a formidable foe, and he was fighting on the day the King Charles was being anointed, so it was a special day for the people in the UK, especially for UK boxing. I understand that. But, you know, the Jermell Charlo type of thing, come on, man. I mean, you really can't be all that boasting about it and pound it on your chest. I couldn't. I mean, it's like beating bums. I mean, yeah. I mean, Charlo's not a bum, but he didn't fight back either. So at the end of the day, can I say, I think, in my personal opinion, that both Charlo brothers should just retire. Listen, Mama Charlo was probably the best of the act. And I haven't seen her in a long time. I don't know what happened to her. But she should have got, like, supporting actor or something like it, because she was, like, really a good supporting act to the kids. I mean, she was both her twin sons. But her twin sons sort of went in different directions. One took the money and ran. One took a waitress's check and ran. So the bottom line is, those two guys are in. They're not focused on boxing anymore. So at 154, 160, you can get rid of the Charlo brothers, I believe. Of course, now they're talking about guys that are not middleweights, per se, are guys that are not known middleweights ruling the stand at 160 pounds. Of course, Chris Eubank, the guy that's coming back after those steroid charges and this and that. Did he take steroids? I think he admitted it once, he admitted it twice, and he said he didn't. But the bottom line is, you know, Chris Eubank's still 33-3, of course, a star in the UK. But he can't fight in the UK, so I guess they had that last fight, was in Louisiana or some bug tussle, Tennessee, a couple of weeks ago. But the bottom line is, he won't be fighting in the UK, I don't think, for any time soon because of that steroid pop. Now, later today, on the Zone, Jack Catterall, of course, the guy that sort of got screwed in that fight with Josh Taylor two fights ago in 2022 when he fought Josh Taylor for the World Junior Welterweight Championship and beat Josh Taylor. He beat him bad. I mean, like a dog. When you beat a dog with a newspaper for crapping on the floor, I mean, that's what Jack Catterall did to Josh Taylor. He didn't get the call. Of course, then he had a fight in between, and Josh Taylor, of course, lost the title to Teofimo Lopez. But at 140, Jack Catterall is going to take on, God, Jorge Linares. He's still around, hasn't won a fight, I think, in about 3 or 4 years now. He's ranked 120th by BoxRec.com. That shows you how competitive this fight's going to be. Get this. The guy that he's fighting, Jorge Linares, 47-8, been stopped 6 times, is ranked like 120th in the world. Jack Catterall, 27-1. Of course, the one loss to Jack to the aforementioned Josh Thompson. Speaking of Josh, he's sort of like, he ain't got a whole lot of a future anymore. I think he says he's going to move up to 147, but I think that's a dead end for him as well. Now, next week, of course, we have the First Lady of Boxing. No, I'm not talking about Shelley Williams down there in Las Vegas. I'm talking about Amanda Serrano, which she's now like 45-2, 30 KOs. Of course, she's been a pro a long time. She's taking on a girl named Daniela Ramos, who hasn't got a whole lot of experience, but then again, nobody's got 45 fights, okay, or 48 fights. Let's talk about, like, Miss Serrano. Of course, she is the pound-for-pound queen of women's boxing, in my mind. Of course, she lost a decision to Lori Taylor, and then she was very, very humble in that defeat. She sort of didn't scream about it. I mean, listen, that was a heist. You know what a heist is? A heist is when you pull up in your car, in your armored car, and you open the car door, and there's a guy with a gun there. That's a heist, okay? Amanda Serrano and the Irish girl, that was a heist. But Amanda, you know, she carried herself well after. She made like $1 million, I think, after that. So she's made close to $2 million on my weird accounting system, okay, in the last couple of years, okay? Now, that's a lot of money. Or is it? But the bottom line is, she's had like 47, 48 fights. She's a 34 years old. I don't want to see this girl get hurt. And when we look at CT nowadays, of course, people are taking football differently. People say to me, oh, you know, the game ain't so exciting anymore. Why? Because they're not killing each other. They're not running head-to-head into each other. That's what you guys got off on. You sit home and drink your beers and eat pizza, this and that, and watch guys go out there and basically brain damage each other all night. That's what the NFL and pro football was all about. So, when I tell you that a professional football player is twice as likely to suffer from CT, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, then, it was just chronic brain damage, than a professional boxer, I'm not kidding you. Of course, MMA guys are like 3 times more lucky, but at the end of the day, nothing. As far as contact sports is concerned, you know, contact sports is not good for you. It just isn't. I mean, you can say all you want, and people say to me, well, you know, I didn't get hit that much, or I was a defensive wizard, or, you know, like Wilfred Benitez. He's retarded. I hate to put it to you like that, but he is. Of course, he's a former champion at 17 years old, won the world junior welterweight champion, beating Antonio Cervantes at 147. I thought he got a gift with Carlos Palomino, lost the title to Ray Leonard when he didn't train for the fight or something like that. Something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, at 154, I think he had his best moment when he knocked out Maurice Hope and knocked out his teeth with that one punch in the, I think it was like the 11th or 12th, something like that. Bottom line is, that was Wilfred Benitez back in the 1980s. Of course, he was a sparring, I don't want to say he was a sparring partner. I was his sparring partner. They put me in the ring with him for four rounds, two separate two-round sessions here at Newman's Gym, the old defunct Newman's Gym here in San Francisco, California. And I got to tell you, he was so shot that Chris Gomez told me, when I came back after the first round, Chris Gomez said to me, listen, I'm going to get out of here. So pull like a Teddy Atlas type of crap on me. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to leave. You're a shame. Why am I shaming you? Because you're not throwing any punches. Don't have any respect for this guy. Go get him. So for three of the four rounds that Benitez and I sparred, I threw a lot of punches, and a lot of punches landed. And he didn't throw too many, and he stayed back there on the ropes doing that kind of stuff and this and that. He did all. I mean, that's basically, he was shot. So I would interact with him afterwards, and, you know, on the phone and in the gym and in the locker room and in the stands. They used to have, like, these bleachers in Lehman's Gym where you can, like, all these different stands where you can sit there and talk to people and this and that. And he couldn't talk. I mean, he was like, I couldn't understand why he couldn't talk. And I was saying to myself, well, maybe it's the English-Spanish thing. So I got a guy to interpret for me, and he couldn't talk in Spanish either. So basically, Wilfred Benitez, of course, was an idiot savant. He's 17 years old when he won that first world championship, won three or four world titles, I think, without a doubt. But the bottom line is, he's like retarded now. Look at him now. He's a vegetable. So the bottom line is, CT, of course, that set in, I think, when he fought guys like in the gym, Esteban De Jesus and all these world-class fighters, of course, at Gleason's Gym and places like that in New York City. His father, Gregorio Benitez, should have been arrested for child abuse. I mean, the fact that he put that kid in so many fights and early on, 13, 14 years old, hanging out with world-class fighters, that wasn't good for him without a doubt. But Amanda Serrano next week taking on Daniela Ramos, of course, for the Undisputed World Featherweight title, is 126 pounds. And on the same day, ESPN Plus is going to go with Bamba Gonzalez and Gerardo Zabata for the WBO light flyweight title, of course, that's October 27th. But the 28th, Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight chump. Did I say that? Yes, I did. The world heavyweight champion. He's not the champion. He hasn't done a whole... Oh, sorry about that. He hasn't done a whole lot lately, without a doubt. I mean, he hasn't fought anybody really since Deontay Wilder fought Wilder 3. What has he done for me lately? Nothing. He's taken on Francis Ngannou in a fight that a lot of people think Ngannou's got a shot. Yeah, he's got a shot because he's a man that stands about 6'5", and he can throw decent punches with both hands. Of course, he's got power in the right, without a doubt. Mike Tyson's working his corner, supposedly training him. They told me, some people told me that Tyson's training him for real. Some people told me that Tyson's training him as part of some type of publicity stunt. I don't know what's going on, but the bottom line is, I don't think Mike Tyson's going to get embarrassed. I really don't. So I think Tyson's going into this with a whole lot of confidence. I think he has some confidence in his man that if he hits Tyson Fury, he knocks Tyson Fury out. Listen, Fury's been knocked down. Of course, the big knockdown, the one at one where he got up like the Undertaker after some WWE event. Of course, that was against Deontay Wilder when he got up that last. Whoa! How did he get up? Nobody knows. But at the end of the night, I think that was his swan song. I think since then we've been seeing nothing but the remnants of Tyson Fury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check out your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming back after the break, I'll touch on Dana White. Guess what? I got to give Dana some compliments because evidently he's been banned by casinos in Las Vegas. Guess what for? Being too good at blackjack. More of the UFC after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out
out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I should have had Daniel play Taps. Why? Kamaru Usman. Remember him? Wow, like a year ago this month. Of course, take it back. A year ago, August. He was knocked out by Leon Edwards. It was the most brutal knockout I think I've ever seen in UFC history, probably in the history of combat sports. But then, of course, he came back and lost a decision to the champion, of course, in a rematch. And now he's coming back against a guy that's 12-0 in Kazmak Chimaev. He's 12-0. He's considered like the pound-for-pound monster, the next... he's supposed to be the beast, the absolute beast. And I'm really sort of afraid this guy's fighting this guy. But the bottom line is it's going down right now as far as UFC 294 is concerned. Of course, that is on pay-per-view. You can watch it if you want. In the main event, it's going to be Alexander Volkanovski, of course, coming back and trying to challenge Islam Makhachev. Of course, he is a lightweight champion. Of course, 155 now. Of course, Alexander Volkanovski, formerly the 145-pound champion, I believe, moving up to 155. Straight up, that is your UFC card for tonight. But, man, they're putting this guy back. I can't believe Kamaru Usman even had – listen – if you were looking out for somebody and you saw somebody get knocked out the way he got knocked out, you never, ever, 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 ever would want to see him fight again. I mean, if you loved him, you just wouldn't want to see him fight again. So tonight, of course, we've got Alexis Roca, once beaten lad, taking on Giovanni Santillan. Of course, that's going to be at the L.A. Forum on DAZN, October 21st. Of course, this is Saturday. That's a welterweight contest. I got to tell you, the Giovanni is undefeated with 31-0, something like that, but like, you know, sort of like what Socrates said. He hasn't fought anybody of note. Of course, on the Peacock, I didn't get into this, but the Peacock, they're coming with boxing. Light heavyweight main event, Joshua Buatsi taking on Dan Aziz. Of course, that's the October 21st main event on Peacock. I don't know what you got to do as far as the time is concerned. I don't think I have Peacock. Do I have Peacock? Do we have Peacock here? He's saying no. Do I have Peacock on my cable channel? I don't know. Bottom line is, you want to watch Peacock boxing. It's October 21st. Joshua Bwitsa and Dan Azeez. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, talking about the demise of Showtime Championship Boxing, the fact that Stephen Espinoza, not everybody's favorite guy. Of course, he sort of held the company together of late, and they made some money this year. But at the end of the day, it was a corporate decision, much like the USA Cable corporate decision. Of course, when I told you this bimbo, she was a blimbo. Why was she was a blonde bimbo? She was a blimbo. I kid you not. And she decided to cut USA Tuesday Night Boxing because of the fact that she didn't want to have boxing on her network. It was the number one program. I don't think it'll ever go back to that. But the bottom line is, that's the way boxing has been disrespected. Of course, Showtime leaving now. Say goodbye. Until next week. Until Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and VTV.